University of Arkansas Department of History, for the first time, is offering a course on LGBTQ plus history as part of the department's gender studies program. The course is being taught by Ren Pepitone, assistant professor of history.
When I tell people that I'm teaching this class, I usually get a positive response, but then followed with, you know, what is that and how do you do it? The specific terms in the acronym LGBTQ+ are fairly recent terms. They've come about over the course of the 20th century, some of them quite late in the 20th century. And so if we, you know, look back to the archive with only those terms in mind, it can seem like something, you know, even as broad as homosexuality is only a 20th century phenomenon.
Pepitone says the course examines how LGBTQ plus people, based on archival research, have been identified for centuries.
That there are still what I might shorthand as queer practices, but, you know, people of the same gender who love and desire one another, people who are born and assigned one gender who transition, right, to a different gender later in life and, perform roles and wear clothing that are not assigned to their gender, and a whole variety of desires. And people in the past might not have called anyone gay or homosexual or transgender, but nevertheless, there's still precedent for those kinds of actions and broader social understandings of what those actions are.
Pepitone says the course also examines how queer practices were perceived, accepted, or vilified through time.
We can sometimes have this progress narrative in our mind that in the past, you know, everyone thought being gay was horrible, awful, and a sin, and we're slowly working towards growing acceptance. And some of what the course is doing is saying, well, it's more complicated than that.
The course delves back to the 16th century, moving forward to present day. Students examine a range of primary sources from medical texts, diaries, trial transcripts, contemporary broadcasts, as well as secondary scholarship to reconstruct lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex identities in a broad historical context. The upper-level LGBTQ plus histories course, which is fully enrolled this summer, will then be again offered in fall 2020.